When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time for the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. This segment of the G-Bag Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankofirm.com on the internet. And we're brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. Carsforkids.org, man. You got Broadus's Krusty's Corner coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes. And you'll be wise to tune in if you're a football fan. The former Cowboy scout and NFL executive will stand and deliver once again. Okay. We do have a Dalvin Cook update. He said he's fresh and remaining patient. He says it's part of the situation I'm in right now, but for me it's about getting better and getting ready, and I know we're going to be in a situation where we're playing some meaningful games. I know how this league works. It's a long season. Just be ready. Of course, he's talking about injuries. And that's a reality. You know, I don't think he's rooting for injuries. He's rooting for wins and everybody to be happy and healthy, but he knows the opportunity might just present itself. I mean, the average running back can only play 13, 14 games a year because they are inevitable. But I don't know about his confidence in meaningful games. You know, he says we're going to be playing in some. I hope so. You know, I think the Steelers game is mandatory because Lions, Niners after that. Going to be tough sledding, so we'll keep our fingers crossed for that, Dalvin, that by the time he does make his Cowboy debut, these games are meaningful. I was listening to Mickey earlier, Mickey Spagnola, DallasCowboys.com. He was on with the KMC Masterpiece, and, you know, he was making some good points here. It makes sense to not use up Dalvin Cook's elevations. When you do move on, he said it would likely include releasing another one of those running backs, you know, so when you make this move, it's likely a goodbye to somebody. I don't think they want to say goodbye to either of those three gentlemen right now. So it definitely makes sense that you would wait for an injury where you could IR the dude and it's just cleaner and nicer.
Sure.
But he also pointed out that teams have been adding running backs. Like the Chiefs needed one. They get Kareem Hunt. You know, that's telling, you know. And there's the film of what happened not only last year with the Jets, but also the Ravens, where they used him for one playoff game. He got 3 yards in an attempt. He didn't play the next game. Dalvin Cook didn't. So, you know, I think what the Cowboys are doing here is looking at this and saying, Dalvin Cook's not going to make our running game any better. We have to disrupt things in order to put him in here that we don't want to do. And there's tremendous amount of benefit in just being patient and waiting for the situation to resolve itself. Cook said the guys that have been here, they haven't even been getting the reps and touches they deserve. We just got to get them into a rhythm as a team and as an offense and get some more reps, more plays out there. So he's doing the right thing, being a pro, saying the right thing in public, even though he's probably anxious to get a shot.
Yeah, I think deep down inside, he's probably wondering what the hell he's doing there.
You know, if, you know, he's, you can talk about the guys not getting shots and stuff like that or opportunities, but, you know, he's probably thinking, well, if I could get any shot that I could prove to them that I need to be on the 53. Me personally, I'm not asking you to get rid of Vaughn or Dowdle, you know, or Hunter Lipke or any of those guys. Ezekiel Elliott can't help you.
He played 10 snaps against the Giants.
Can't help you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that's nepotism.
To me, I would rather see what I had in Dalvin Cook. You know, maybe it is for, if he shows up like he did when the Ravens in that game, you know, and he didn't get many opportunities and the Jets were awful. But if that's the guy, then you move on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what player personnel is. It's an evaluation. You have a guy there. If nothing's wrong, I mean, I'm hearing he's healthy and ready to go. I'm not hearing like, oh, he doesn't know the plays and this, that, and that.
Jimmy would churn it.
You gotta look at opportunities here. Okay, we'll see. You know, give him a chance. And if it doesn't work, there's no harm to that. You move on.
Yeah.
You know, who's the guy you feel like you can move on from?
Zeke. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so nobody's going to, you know, but the thing about it is that, you know, there's like this Zeke is, we all know this. He's
likable. He's everybody there loves him. Yeah. He did some great things for this team and they feel loyal to that more than doing whatever it takes to win and make the roster better. And that's what this organization is about, telling themselves comforting lies. You know, like, oh, no, our running game isn't bad. We just haven't had the chance to do it because we haven't played from ahead. BS, you had the chance against Cleveland, and you didn't run it because you knew running it would get you 2 yards and a punt in about a minute and a half. So you're like, let's throw it more. Like, I like what the 972 here. He says, here's my take, guys. With all these injuries, this is Dak's time to prove why he is the highest paid quarterback. That's your best chance, throwing a lot on early downs. Even when you run and it's blocked up well.
Well, that's what they did the last 4 minutes of the Giants game.
Yeah, and it worked well.
They had a lot of success. They threw on first down. They got it to second and three or four, and then they ran.
Stay ahead of the chains.
They wasn't run, pass. It was pass, you know, make it manageable, get, you know, 6-7 yards, and then run the ball the next play.
It was the opposite of what you had been doing, which was now we need Dak to bail us out on third and long.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna hope that they're going to lead with the pass here on the early downs and continue to have as much success as they had against the Giants, although, you know, not many teams are going to cooperate like the Giants will. We go to the morning news. One area of focus for each returning Dallas Stars player this season. The season will begin 9 days from today.
It's awesome.
Look at that, October 10th.
Hadn't lost a preseason game yet, have we?
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't think so.
No, they're undefeated. They're 5-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, Logan Stankoven's been crushing it.
Yeah.
And this is awesome, you know, because I just feel like the Stars are totally capable of getting this thing done. Obviously, you got to get some breaks and stay healthy and all that. Maybe make a trade deadline acquisition. We go to Jamie Benn. What's the big question around him?
Trying to trade Jamie Benn?
No, not.
I think he's a free agent after this year. It's probably his last chance.
Yeah,
you're just going to a story, is what you're doing. Made it sound like you were trying to. You're talking about trade.
Let's talk Jamie Benn.
Leah for the morning news here, the Stars writer. She.
I can't say that last name either. I avoid it. I think it's Greek.
Asimakopoulos? Yeah, I think so.
Asimakopoulos.
Okay, so my bad, Leah.
Booker tomorrow.
It's a beautiful last name. Yeah. Okay, and I'm very uncultured, especially when it comes to
Isatolo.
Greek names. Yes, but Jamie Benn, last chance here. We got to get it done. Hopefully he can, you know, stay young, be the team leader, be the team tough guy, everything you know about him. Dodonov, health is key for him. Suffered one of the longest term injuries the Stars had all season. Lower body fracture.
Yeah.
Kept him out of lineup for 9 weeks. Maintained his half point per game average from the year before and proved to be an important depth piece. Dodonov's played for DeBoer on 3 different teams, and the Stars head coach trusts him and will count on him for forward depth as long as he is healthy. You love that Dodonov, Wolchuk. I know
you're a big fan of Dodonov. Losing him was tough. I mean, he's a two-way player. That dude will add some physicality, but his goal scoring, I think, was missed at times last year.
I mean, you look at this roster, and we talk about these guys. It's just so impressive the kind of roster that Jim's put together. Matt Duchene, they're looking for a year two jump. Recent history of players making noticeable jumps in their second years with the squad. Pavelski, Marchment, Wyatt Johnston. Huh. Just a few to see noticeable improvements in their second season. Impressive first year, scored 25 goals, 40 assists for Duchene. Isn't much room for improvement, but with his same line mates, he should be set for further success. That was a big-time pickup last year.
He was awesome.
Thomas Harley, prioritizing defense, the offense ability. As a defenseman, has never been called into question, but he was kept in the AHL for an extra year to develop his defense. That area of his game took significant steps forward last season, but as he is expected to be paired with Ilya this year, it could be easy for Harley to stray from those goals. The Stars will need him to equally prioritize offense and defense this year and continue to produce now with $4 million to his name. That's been the big issue, you know, is you want to play an aggressive style, but how do you balance that with not getting so opened up in transition? The counterattack goals were brutal, especially in the postseason.
And the turnovers at times. I'm a big Thomas Harley fan. I think he is one of their better up-and-coming young players, but he's got to figure out, one, he needs to be more physical in the postseason. I think that's a huge thing for this entire team. Did they get more physical? I think that cost them at times against a lot of teams. They were never going to be a team that went into a series and led in terms of hits.
Yeah.
And to me, Thomas Harley's a guy that needs to take a step in that direction, too.
Yeah, you know,
he's a big body.
I wonder about that in today's game. Like, how important is physicality?
It's important in the postseason.
It still is.
Well, the one thing that Dallas was actually really, really good at last year, I mean, among other things, I mean, it was a heck of a run. Yeah. They killed penalties, and they were good on penalties when they got the man advantage. And so now you've kind of moved on from some players there. And I think that's what's, you know, when you Radek Foxa was one of those guys that when they were on the kill, he was,
well, they were really good at winning faceoffs,
and they traded him away. I mean, so they've got some guys that's the question. Can they continue to kill, and can they be productive winning? Because they put a lot of teams in bad spots when they got onto the power play.
And it's really what flipped the series against Edmonton. They were great in terms of penalty kill, and as soon as the Oilers figured that out, they couldn't stop them.
Then they were junk.
817 requesting Leah on the show so we can know how her name is supposed to be said.
That would be cool.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
On it.
Yeah. 817, Zeke's a gosh darn legend around here, and y'all drug him through the mud like he's a Jag. I did the same to Witten.
Playing like a Jag right now.
It's really dragging the front office through the mud. You know, the players are collateral damage. But Miro's next up here on the list. Playing on his dominant side, the left-handed defenseman.
I knew we were going to get this name.
Played on the right side for most of his career, and while he's still been elite in doing so, Heiskanen may get the chance to show what he can do on his dominant side through camp. He's been paired alongside Matt Dumba and excelled in preseason games. Heiskanen's game could reach new heights as a result. That's exciting, Leah.
Leah Asimakopoulos.
Asimakopoulos.
According to the Hockey Hawk.
Thank you, Mr. Spittle.
Thank
Boss
you.
Man. No.
Shout out to Leah.
Mr. Papa Giorgio.
Yes, Papa.
Papadopoulos.
No, there you go. Yes. On that was Webster, right?
Yep, yep.
A little baklava.
Yeah.
What a show. But Spittle runs one of the best Stars podcasts out there.
Yes, sure does.
So you should check it out. Rupe Hintz. Taking scoring to a new level. Wyatt Johnson producing as a known star. It's incredible. I mean, sure, Rangers and Mavs have really done a nice job with their roster, but you look at the blend of young players, prime players, and veterans on this team. Lindell, leadership, Lundqvist, consistency, Marchment, drawing rather than committing penalties. Yeah, no doubt. Robertson, you're looking for a quick start. Tyler Seguin, health. Stankoven, reliable goal scoring. Sam Steele, elite penalty killing. Jake Ottinger, resiliency. Okay, you can read the rest of Leah's great work here on the morning news. She posted it this morning, and salute to her for the content. Okay, we're coming back. G-Bag Nation with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I'll fill you in on the player that they just signed, and then I also got some really good questions for my guys that they'll answer. We'll do that next.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.